AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. The leader of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, says CDC vaccine advisors have a lot of work to do today.
Your votes are important, and of equal importance is how you approach each of these data and frame your recommendations.
They will discuss booster doses of Johnson & Johnson and Moderna coronavirus vaccines, as well as mixing and matching vaccines. The number of people filing for unemployment dropped again last week. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
Weekly jobless claims have hit a new low point since the pandemic start. Evidence layoffs are declining as companies hold on to workers. The Labor Department says new applications dropped 6,000 to 290,000 last week, the third straight drop and the fewest since March 14, 2020. Claims have fallen steadily from a peak of about 900,000 in January. While layoffs appear to be returning to normal, many other aspects of the job market aren't. Hiring has slowed in the past 2 months, despite employers posting a near-record number of jobs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Miami-Dade County says the mask mandate for students could be eased by the end of the month as local rates of infections and hospitalizations continue to fall. Sales of previously occupied homes bounced back in September to their strongest pace since January. The National Transportation Safety Board says a driver was behind the wheel when a Tesla electric car crashed and burned last April in Houston, killing two men, neither of whom was found in the driver's seat. The agency said the car was traveling up to 67 miles per hour in the 5 seconds leading up to the crash. The CDC says a salmonella outbreak tied to onions has sickened more than 650 people in 37 states. More than 100 people had to be hospitalized. No one has died. The largest numbers of cases have been in Texas and Oklahoma. The outbreak is traced to whole red, white, and yellow onions imported from Chihuahua, Mexico. This is AP News. The Australian outback town of Quilpie is offering free residential land to anyone who would want to make it their home. About 800 people live in Quilpie. Council Chief Executive Justin Hancock was hoping to attract 5 new families.
We've received, well over probably 250 inquiries now. We're still getting about 10 to 15 inquiries a day.
The idea was to overcome a housing shortage, an obstacle to filling jobs in the cattle and sheep ranching region. Hancock says they've got plenty of land.
There's potentially 40 to 50 blocks within the Shire ready to be built on right now.
People who buy a block of land, build a house on it for less than $560,000, and live in it for 6 months are eligible for a grant. They're basically giving the land away.
We've got schools, childcare services, pubs, clubs, bowls clubs, golf clubs, 24-hour gym, pharmacy, and the list goes on and on. So, for a small outback community, we definitely hold our weight.
Interest has come from as far away as Britain. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.